Well, good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And today's live local interview is all about the Sitka Spruce Celtic Dancers' upcoming production of Little Red Riding Hood. Joining us to talk about that, director choreographer Chris Fulton and Sitka Fine Arts Camp Director Roger Schmidt. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting us.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you both here. Little Red Riding Hood, you're performing it next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m. on Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday, and at the Performing Arts Center. Chris, the Sitka Spruce Celtic Dancers, it's your baby. It's your program. You started it from when it was a wee thing, and now it's a large and vibrant program. Can you tell us a bit about the history?
Well, thanks for asking. It started 11 years ago when I decided to start a Celtic dance program, and my first classes were scheduled in Blatchley Gym, and my children were quite young then, and I realized I didn't have a babysitter, so I had to bring the boys along. And I said, you can just play in the corner if you want, but I had one female adult show up to that first class, and the boys loved it. A few weeks later, Kincaid Parsons came and joined, and a few weeks later, Barb Kendall and her sons came and joined. So I had four boys and one female adult in my beginning classes.
And now it's quite large.
Yes. Now Connor and Kincaid are still with me. I have 38 students performing in this Celtic Red Riding Hood, and Connor and Kincaid will be the evil wolf brothers.
How many classes do you teach a week now?
I have 8 classes a week.
8 classes and total students?
38.
38 students, okay. And there's an adult class as well. It's not just kids.
Yes, we have an adult class on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. in Allen Hall, and we'd love to have more adults. The next session starts the first week of February, so look at our Facebook page and give me a call if you have any questions.
Well, let's talk about Little Red Riding Hood specifically now, and then we can revisit signing up for classes at the end of our interview. Little Red Riding Hood, tell us about the production.
So, if you're curious, we're going to be in the grind, International Dance Grind, tomorrow morning, and we're going to have some previews from Act One. This story takes place in the 1924. And it starts out in the fish docks of Seattle. And our Red Riding Hood, she sells her very world-famous smoked salmon, which is Granny's recipe. And she's selling the fish there, and the evil wolf brothers taste it and, again, try to get their recipe from her. And there's lots of conniving, and they come up with a plan to have a dance-off because our Red Riding Hood is a famous dancer and has her own dance troupe. And the Evil Wolf Brothers also have their dance troupe, and they're going to have a dance-off. And if the Wolf Brothers win, they get the recipe.
You won't tell us who wins, will you?
No.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
Then Act Two travels from Seattle to Sitka because the Wolf Brothers had threatened to run up to Granny's cottage in Sitka and get the recipe from her. And Act Three is the actual attack by the Wolf Brothers on Granny, and Red saves the day.
So this is a Sitka-specific take on Little Red Riding Hood. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what made you think of doing that?
It's fun for me to try to pull a story and dances together. It makes it more fun. With the little kids, it's a lot of excitement for them to imagine a story and be part of it. I think I've been inspired by the theater groups at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Dance theater is something I really enjoy and have had fun doing. Last year's Celtic Cinderella was a blast, and so this year, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, Roger, can you talk a bit about how your organization supports Celtic dance?
Well, we're really, I feel really fortunate that Chris approached us and asked to be part of our organization. And we have a variety of after-school arts programs that we have developed since moving on to the the former Sheldon Jackson campus, and we wanted to have a place where kids and families could go after school and sort of celebrate and explore the arts. And with 38 students at Celtic Dance and 8 classes a week, it's a big part of what we do after school. It brings all kinds of energy and life onto the campus, and most importantly, it gives families an opportunity to be involved in quality arts, which is what we're all about.
How do you think the arts, you know, benefit Sitka's kids?
I think that I think that a long time ago, school sort of divided the arts out and put this strange line. They called things academics and they called things arts, and that's an arbitrary line that's not been part of our culture, except for a tiny window of our time as humans, and it's not typically a line in any other culture either. In other words, being arts is being human, and the skills that we learn to be part of art, that arts forms ask of us to be creative, to be disciplined, to work together in groups, are even more important than ever. I think it's something that we've kind of lost a little bit of sight of and realize now in the world that we live in that probably an arts education is, if not as critical, if not more critical, is certainly as critical as any other type of education that the kids can get. It's pretty, I think in my mind, it's pretty essential that the kids grow up learning to express themselves with their bodies, with their minds, their eyes. They get to be involved in a process that is intrinsically motivated. Obviously, I think that arts are critical, and I can't imagine kids growing up without them. I don't think that's an education.
Well, and you know, following that train of thought, Fine Arts Camp offers scholarships to try to ensure that any kid who wants to be involved in the arts can, and those scholarships would apply to Celtic dancing, right?
That's right. A couple years ago, our board, and Chris is a member of our board, we made a strong commitment to the idea of our programs, all of our programs being need blind, and our goal, we try to make sure, and I think we're good at it, making sure that money's not the reason why people take our programs. So if a family's unable to afford taking a class with us, then there's scholarships that cover that cost.
Well, Chris, let's talk about upcoming classes. What can people sign up for?
Well, we have all age groups beginning 2 years and up. Age, I don't separate the classes totally by age. I know a lot of dancers haven't tried because maybe they're a little afraid of trying it, or it's different, but it's fun. I try to put kids in where they feel comfortable to start. So it's hard. You need to talk to me if you're interested. And the adults, we have various age groups there too, and abilities. So I try to work with each student and help them advance as they can.
Can you explain Celtic dance to us?
Celtic dance, Scottish, Irish. We also do some Cape Breton style dancing. A lot of those original Scottish and Irish dances have morphed into certain styles all over the world. I love looking up music because Celtic music influences all nationalities, and we use lots of Afro-Celt music. It's in modern jazz. I have some jazz pieces on the program. It's just very fun.
So not only is this a dance experience, it's a cultural experience as well.
That's right. And January 25th is Robert Burns' birthday. And that's why I kind of decided this time of year is a good time of year to have our Celtic recital. Because if we ever get a piper here, or one that could come, we are very close to Robert Burns' birthday. And many Celtic groups will have large gatherings at this time of year. We do have 2 Robert Burns poems in the program. So
that's great.
Yes.
That's really wonderful.
Lots of fun.
Okay. Well, to sign up, you can go to the Fine Arts Camp website, correct? And that's it. Can you tell us about that, Roger?
You can go to our website, fineartscamp.org. You can call our office, 747-3085. You can also talk to Chris when you just run into her out and about. I think that's true, right, Chris?
That's for sure.
I've seen it done all the time. But call our office, stop by our office. We're in the Rasmussen building on the Fine Arts Campus, and we're open 9 to 5. So easy to sign up and well worth it.
Okay, so Little Red Riding Hood, 7 p.m. January 21st and 2 p.m. January 22nd at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just come. We have a great show for you, and all of our dancers are very excited.
Great.
And so am I.
Thanks so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with Chris Fulton with the Sitka Spruce Celtic Dancers and Roger Schmidt with Sitka Fine Arts Camp.